Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kennedy, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Okay. Annie, are you there?
Hello, 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 hello.
Producer Dan, are you there?
Whale sound.
All right. We got it. We got it. All right. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast. We have been on hiatus since the middle of December. We took a break over the holidays, and then COVID hit right in the middle of the holidays, so we weren't all allowed to be within, 6 feet of one
just
another.
Just took a minute for this all.
So,
yeah.
Kennedy, you're up first. What do you have?
You guys, something changed for me when I walked into the studio today. So, ooh. We haven't been here in a long time.
Yes.
With vacation and all. So I checked the mail.
Yes.
We had quite a bit of mail. So I got this mail. I'd like to read it to you.
Okay.
Because this might be the last time you see me, because I'm going to be rich.
Oh.
I'm scared.
Personal memo of Charles Johnson. Hello, Kennedy, Elsie. I'm Charles Johnson, a private wealth investment broker affiliated with a global financial institution. And I've supervised and officially handled so many secret investments and deposits for so many clients who have invested millions of dollars in onshore and offshore investments and bank accounts. One of my clients, engineer James Elsie, whom I managed, deposited his millions of dollars, $47.5 million to be precise, with me. The client has long since died, 2011, in London, Ontario, Canada. But his deposited funds are still unpaid and ready for payment. The details of the account specified your name and details as next of kin / heir to the savings funds the deceased client specified on the client's personal data form, of which I have a copy of. Such good grammar. I have all of the copies of the original savings account documents with me because this client was to receive and take possession of all the documents once he came back from the business trip, but unfortunately he died while on that business trip.
Oh, no.
So I guess all I have to do is get a hold of Charles Johnson.
Right. What?
And this client, engineer James Elsie. I love the fact that he told what he did for a living before.
Engineer.
Because engineers make $47 million.
And, he just invested wisely with this man.
Maybe he made a bridge.
And so... And I have his very official email,
yes,
which is a Gmail account.
Of course.
So you think I'm rich?
How? Of course.
How? Why?
Why me?
Kennedy, I don't know how much money you have to send that man to get that fortune, but you send it all.
Yes. Write a check, Venmo it, cash only.
I'm just
isn't that random?
Rattled.
It's printed out. It was sent like in a business envelope, like the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new, instead of an email, it's a notarized letter.
I don't necessarily know that I have anything to talk about other than this.
It makes it more authentic. Have you ever gotten money when a relative died? How about that question?
Yeah, my dad's been holding on to it.
Well, he's still alive, so I just meant other.
My grandmother died.
Right. So your grandmother died and gave you money?
Uh-huh.
But your dad has it?
Correct.
Forever? How much?
I don't know. I don't even know the answer to that question.
So
he's holding on to it.
So wasn't there some sort of thing in there that said once she turns 25 or 30?
No, because she died when I was in my 40s. You know what I mean? We're all grown-ups. But he's living off the interest. So
how does that doesn't seem like it's legal. Your dad can't.
I don't care.
You don't
honestly. If I went with him with a good PowerPoint presentation, I'm sure I could get some. But
right.
I don't need it. Like if I buy a house tomorrow and I need that down payment,
right,
he'll give it to me.
So how much do you think, any idea? No. Six figures?
No, I don't think so anymore. But
right.
No, I mean, he's kind of doled it out. You know, when Jessica went back to school,
mm-hmm,
he helped pay for that. He helped, that was a loan. I had to pay him back.
Mm.
Huh. Why does it matter now? You're sitting on $47 million.
I'm sitting on $47
million. Yeah, you're rich, bitch.
He should call you. He
needs to buy a yacht.
It was just so funny. I'm like,
You need to email this guy and just go down the
rabbit hole. I do 23andMe pretty religiously. Mm. I know how many relatives I have, and I don't have one.
Could we mail him back? Did he put his return address?
Oh, sure.
Phone number?
No phone number, but there's an Argyle Drive, Oakville, Ontario address.
We should ride by his house.
And then his Gmail.
I love that.
Argyle Drive in Oakville. He sounded like, let me put the richest words I can think of together.
He's if he is Canadian. I believe him.
My half-brother, Henry, he got money. So my ex-stepfather number 3 drowned.
Oh, shit.
Fell off a jet ski and drowned.
Whoa.
After he had just sold his businesses for like $20 million.
Oh, my God.
Seems suspicious.
Right? That's what we all thought.
Sounds like a movie.
Yes.
Right. So he had all this money, had just retired, and so he dies, and my brother, gets contacted by the attorney.
Yeah.
And I think he got like $100,000.
Look, let's be honest. If I had gotten that money when she died, it would be gone.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
On stupid shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would not have invested wisely.
Are you insinuating you're not the best with money?
I'm suggesting I need a conservatorship. And I'm okay with that. I know my limits. I know what I'm good at, and I know what I'm not.
Self-awareness is important, Kennedy.
In any event, I just want to let you guys know that if I don't show up tomorrow, it's because I'm a millionaire. Bye.
Okay.
I'm hyped for you. Can I get a slice?
Of course. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'll give you all money before I leave.
My bank account's hurting right now.
Just remember who was there for you when you were broke.
You're damn right.
Remember the little people.
Right.
All right, Kennedy. I am the president of the show today, and I'm going to offer you a pardon for anything that you have shared or done on this show in the history of this show. I am going to pardon you, and I'm going to start first with myself. Because I'm the president, I'm going to pardon something stupid that I did on this show that I regret, that I wish is gone. Okay, so think about it. Have you said anything, done anything? I have. And I remember getting called into the bosses. I mean, I've done several things that have been stupid, but this one stands out the most because it really is not who I am as a person. I just had a bad day that day. But I still, like, to this day, I beat myself up.
Yeah.
I said something when I was drunk, and I said something about a coworker in public. And do you not remember this? You weren't there. You were not there. It was Salt and I. And
was that when you had Surrogate Kennedy?
So we had Surrogate Kennedy. Yeah. Yeah. I remember it was just after Barrett was born, and things were pretty tough at home, just like the stress of having a kid.
Right.
And I think at that time,
every once in a while you have that one drink that you probably shouldn't have had.
It tips you
and
over.
And that just,
Yeah.
Well, and it was probably the first time you went out. Like,
oh, it was.
Lena's postpartum.
Yes.
You were getting white girl wasted.
Right.
Oh, I did.
Absolutely.
But then you give
then also hosting an event.
Right. And then you give the guy a microphone, which makes it worse. And, the girl that filled in for you, like this very attractive lady who's just, there to be funny and be whatever. And I said something kind of rude about her. Then I said something rude about a coworker. And it was just so. So
that
today.
That was not your finest moment.
That was not. Yeah. Like that was still.
It was
in
very
fact,
unlike you.
I thought about it this weekend, as a matter of fact. I remember this weekend thinking about it when I saw, because I'm still friends with this person that I said it about. And I was just like. Do I need to apologize again? Because I feel like I should probably, like once every year or two, I should just go, I hope you know, I still feel horrible about
that. I think
you
got to let that go, because that does is bring it back up to the person, and they might be just fine.
Well, I do that too, though. I think about stuff that I did stupid in sixth grade randomly.
Always.
So I'm giving myself a presidential pardon today.
But it also speaks volumes about you that you still care. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
I guess,
that you're not like...
But it's super important,
to
take these moments and forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then let it go.
100%.
Go into the universe and let it be.
No more energy on it.
It's wild how much free booze they give you and then a microphone.
Yeah, right.
They shouldn't do that at events. They're like, here's the bars open and here's a microphone.
Nobody used to care.
Yeah.
Is the thing. There was no social media. Nobody was taking videos and coming to your boss the next day. I didn't do that. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, they still do
nowadays,
that.
It's on TikTok when he says it. Yeah.
Like, I remember being at an event in Fayetteville and the guy I was dating at the time took the mic from me and he goes, nice shoes. Fuck, like in front of the whole club while I'm doing an event, and you're like, oh, whoops, and you keep moving. Like nobody cared.
That's amazing.
All right, there's my presidential pardon. Anybody?
I'm trying to think.
Like I did. So I went away. This was recently. I went up to Maine to a place I go, and I had a terrible time.
Yeah.
Because the people next door were very loud.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys remember this.
Yes. And it was like your little hideaway.
And we just talked about it, I think, at like 6 in the morning with the, how was your weekend?
Right.
And I said maybe 4 things about how it was just really loud and they, you know, you could hear it through the walls.
Right.
And they were banging on the door and their dogs were barking and it was hard for me.
Right.
Well, they were listening.
Who was?
These people who were next door.
No.
You never told us this story.
I didn't want to tell you that. It's embarrassing.
You're kidding me.
No.
So this was up in Maine, though. This is hours away.
This was Maine. Honestly, I still to this day don't know how. Because I went back. So yeah, anyway, I get this really long letter that was written by one person and then forwarded to her husband, who then sent it to me. And I read it, and I felt awful.
Mm-hmm.
And they came at me pretty hard.
Did they?
Yeah, because they felt... They felt that they were being singled out on the radio, I'm sure, even though nobody knew who they were or where I stayed. I never said any of those
things.
Never. Right. Their privacy
was
never
clear
violated.
That I was talking about them.
And they knew
that. They had their reasons for everything they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And blah, 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 blah. So I sat there. I remember just sitting here. My face went completely white when I read the email the next morning. And I just felt terrible.
Mm. Wow.
And so I went back and forth with this guy a few times. You know, I said, you're not wrong. I am very sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, it was me more than anything.
Yeah.
I clearly wasn't in a space to be around people. I wasn't expecting to be around people. And I was expecting to have a very quiet weekend. And you guys weren't. And that's all
that's all it is.
And so we went back and forth a few times. And he was very kind. And now I'd like to think that we're all okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoever they are.
Right.
You know. And I was like, at the end, I'm like, anytime you need concert tickets, if ever concerts ever happen again, you let me know.
Right.
Anything out of the swag closet.
It's the one thing I can do.
Right.
But someone's always listening, y'all.
Did you know
no.
at the time that they knew who you were?
No.
Because clearly they knew who you were.
I mean,
they wouldn't have known it was you.
I mean, honestly, I hardly went outside except to walk the dog.
Yeah.
And we sat outside, but I sat out there in the wee hours of the morning because I get up so damn early.
So they must have knew you, though.
I was only there for a day, and I left at like 6 o'clock.
Or how would they know that she was talking about them? If they
because
didn't know
if
she
you
was.
Were
the story was the story.
Yeah, and if you're like driving to work on a Monday morning after being in Maine at a hotel with your dogs.
Where you were playing games till 9 o'clock in the night.
Right.
And you know what I mean? And I know that my face looked like my face because they were being really loud. And when I walked by, I know what I look like.
Yeah. Well, Kennedy, RBF.
As president of the show today, I'm giving you a presidential pardon.
Thank you. Because this one really has sit heavy on my soul. It really has.
Yeah.
I feel terrible.
All right. That is two presidential pardons. Anybody else want one?
We talked about.
I'm out of office tomorrow. So
this isn't really like a mean thing I did. We talked about the night before Thanksgiving one year, and I got absolutely wasted and made out with like 3 dudes in one night. Just was like wilding the fuck out, which like no, I have no regrets. Like whatever, it was the first time I was single in a while, and I just did the damn thing. But when I got home, like the way my dad looked at me was the worst thing I have ever felt in my life.
This is why people who are close, you should not listen to the show. I'm gonna stand by that shit.
And it's you know, they're my parents, and my dad's like, I'm just so proud of you. Of course, I want to listen. Blah blah blah. I think it's so cool, but. There's just times when, like, I wish you didn't.
Because,
like, I'm your child. And, like, it's weird.
You can send them the breaks that you think are fun that they would enjoy.
Right.
Other than that, don't listen.
But my girlfriend is listening less now, just so we have something to talk about in my life, because she knows
it. Right.
It makes it easier, man.
It does. And it's one of those instances kind of similar to you where you forget you're not in a room with 4 people.
Yep.
You forget that, you know, there's people listening.
Yeah.
There's people, you know, that, like, my ex-boyfriend's parents or my parents or people in my life. And. It's just one of those things.
Those 3 dudes' parents.
It's just.
It's how you get mono.
Yeah, it's wild, and it's definitely a learning experience, and it's hard.
I'm still learning.
It is. Yeah, I mean,
like you say, we just feel like we're sitting here talking to our friends every day.
It is.
But you have to be fearless.
You have
you
to.
Just do.
That's and what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know.
Like, what am I not going to share?
Because you, no matter what you say, or somebody's going to be upset.
Right.
I mean, it's just a part of it.
I mean, we talked about piping plovers, and I've never seen people so mad at me in my entire life.
Right.
Yeah. I made a joke about somebody wearing, like, ski goggles into the grocery store at the start of the pandemic, and a lady lit me up.
Yeah. It's always something.
All right, Annie. Well, I'm issuing you an official presidential pardon.
Thank you very much.
On my last day in office.
Thank you.
As the president of this show. Producer Dan, do you need a presidential pardon?
I don't have anything that jumps out immediately about stuff I said. I don't really regret any of that. I mean, I've definitely said some jokes that didn't land. I wish I could take back. That was just kind of awfully.
Yeah, that's what makes them good, though.
Awfully awkward and flat, maybe
the ability to tell a joke that doesn't land and keep going. That's professional.
Or maybe you stepped over the line with some stuff. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I forget where the line is, or that the line moves as we get more progressive.
It does.
Of course,
in the over the years.
Yep.
But I guess the thing that I would feel ashamed about the most in regards to my radio career. wasn't really on the air. It was more off the air behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And it was just how I would show up for the majority of my 20s here. Like, I never took a day off. I always showed up. But right. I was not professional. I'd come in on no 2-day benders, no sleep. And just like,
Dan,
I was like, man, they must be able to tell. I'm a mess.
Dan, honey, we have all been there.
Like, man, like, there were some times that
I've
was
been there
bad,
three times.
I was like, man, I gotta get this shit together if I want to have a radio career.
But you were still doing your job and you finished the work. And
20s
really
were a wild time.
All right. Well, we're issuing you the official.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, guys.
Presidential pardon to you, Dan.
Thanks for the pardon. I feel so much better.
Yes.
Comeback's always greater than the setback, Daniel.
Annie, what you got?
So I was supposed to be shooting for this movie, Don't Look Up, and I went and got tested on Thursday. And when you get in the line, you have to take a little survey. Like, have you tested all of the questions that they ask you pretty much everywhere you go now. And one of the questions was, have you tested positive for COVID in the last 90 days? So I said, yes, of course. And I get up to the front, and there's, like, a screen that says, like, you know, that you have to talk to these people about it. And she, like, just looked at me so terrified. And I was like, listen, like, I tested positive. This was, like, 2 weeks ago. The CDC, I completed my 10-day quarantine. I have no symptoms. I would never come if I wasn't feeling well. I would never put anybody in jeopardy.
But you're dirty.
The way people look at you when you say you tested positive for COVID is like, I have herpes and I'm kissing you on the mouth. Like, it is unbelievable.
I'm just throwing out STDs everywhere I go.
So she's like, I don't even know if you're allowed to be in this building. And I'm like, okay, that's totally fine. Like, I'm just here. Like, you guys told me this was my testing time. This is why I'm here. So she made me go out, wait in the car, and then she had to call, like, a higher up. And then I come back in and she's like, I'm sorry for the mix up. I just had to make sure, like, you were safe, blah, 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 all this stuff. And again, like, I totally get it. I understand everyone just being extra, extra careful. But, like, I say she took a step back when I say I tested positive. Like,
also, it's been almost a year, and they've been testing people like crazy doing this movie for months. You can't be the
first
person.
There was 100 people in line. You think I'm the only one?
Yeah, no.
But it was funny. And I texted Kennedy afterwards, because when I went up and finally got tested, I was, like, smiling as she was doing it, because I'm just so used to it now. And she's like, wow, you should be the poster child for, like,
how to do it
for COVID swabs.
Well, it makes you laugh. Wholeheartedly, it makes
you
laugh.
And I was like, girl, this is, like, my 10th time with a nasal swab.
No, let's go.
Carson, have you had one?
Have not had one.
I haven't had anything.
That's crazy.
I did a spit test once.
Yeah.
Because I was leaving.
That's good. Not good, man.
I've never had, like, a jammed up. I'm a little apprehensive about it.
Lana hasn't had one either, and she was talking about, like, maybe trying to do a trip. She wants to go to Florida to see my sister, my brother-in-law, and she's not going to do it now, but she was talking about, she's like, I guess I'd have to take the test. And she's like, oh my gosh, neither you or I have taken the test yet. And
it's really not a big deal.
Parrot's like, I'm 6 deep.
I know. Parrot's like, slight work, baby.
Yeah. It's not a big deal. They made it, you know, as easy as they can. They know what they're doing.
We're so lucky in this state, too, with testing and how efficient it is here, because other parts of the country are not like that at all. I mean, like, there's people, I know my friends in Florida that have had to drive four hours to Jax or to Tampa or somewhere else to get a test. But it's like, I don't know how long it'll take people, like, just because I've had it. Like, I feel like someone will always just be like, ew.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
Agreed. They'll
it's
always think you're
it's
dirty.
So wild.
Yeah. I've never felt quite so dirty.
Yeah.
Producer Dan, what you got?
It's funny. Like, the whole month we were not doing the Unfiltered After Show, anytime something would pop in my head, I'd be like, that's a great idea for the after show. I'm going to save that.
Right.
And I forgot all of them.
Yeah, you gotta write them down.
You gotta send yourself some notes, Dan.
Or send yourself a text.
I know, I gotta be better
put
at that.
A notes thing in your phone or something.
All right, so what did you steal from the internet for today?
Nope, this is just something that happened yesterday. We talked about it in the weekend recap thing earlier today.
Yeah, yep.
It was about my girlfriend, Brittany, and how we watched this movie, A Monster Calls. Mm-hmm. It has Sigourney Weaver in it, and Liam Neeson is the voice of a giant tree monster.
Mm-hmm.
The movie was really good, but it just wasn't. I didn't research it enough.
Yeah.
We were just scrolling through the Netflix queue, and it popped up, and it had good ratings, and it sounded good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not what we were expecting. It is a sad, sad, dark, hit you right in the gut kind of movie.
Yeah.
And we were, like, if you're going to watch something like that, I don't normally, to begin with, I don't want to be sad when I'm watching stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if you do put something like that on, you kind of, like, have to be prepared for it in the headspace.
You know that, like, Joker was going to be a heavy movie. Like, you knew that walking into the movie.
Like, we thought this was going to be, like, a plucky coming-of-age tale, and it was like, bow! Cry!
I have a friend who refuses to watch sad movies.
I don't watch
He's
it.
A close friend either. Of mine, and he just will not watch any movie with a sad ending, ever.
I don't either. I just know what I'm. I know what I'm good at.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know what I'm not. Yeah. I know what certain kind of feelings of movies would do to my brain, and I just don't do it.
I tend to avoid them as well.
I
but
just don't.
This one caught me.
I don't like the people. If somebody comes to me and goes, "Oh my god, this movie was so good," that means I don't need to see it because it means it was really dramatic, and I'm also.
I see. I'm like kind of a sicko because I like movies that make me feel like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to feel. I just don't want to be sobbing on my floor and can't get
I was.
Again.
You mean you know how unwell I was after A Star Is Born? That took me a week. The Joker took me a week. I couldn't sleep.
Like Annie, I left the movie on purpose just because of that.
I know, but I love movies like that. Like American History X is one of I think the best movies I've ever seen because it just makes you feel so many crazy emotions and like I don't know. I feel. Almost better when I see a movie that powerful. Like,
right.
I don't know. I mean, obviously.
I feel like powerful is one thing, and I feel like ones that just want to get you and cry, that's another.
Well, I feel like.
Just because it makes you cry doesn't make it powerful.
This movie was phenomenal. It was really well done, but it made you cry. Mm-hmm. And I'm not super emotional. Brittany is the total opposite end of the spectrum.
She is a feeling.
She's made of them. She's one giant feeling.
Yes.
So she is just sobbing through this thing. Like hardcore, like drool and snot sobbing. Mm-hmm. We had to pause it because she was crying so hard she almost puked. Mm.
Yeah, but then I feel you.
And I was like, I wasn't ready for this. And I was like, do you want to stop? And she's like, no, we have to finish it. I need to know what happens now.
Just read the Wikipedia page.
Yeah, no, but she ended up calling her mom afterwards because it's about a mother and son's dynamic. And there's a whole thing. It's like, you can never die. Promise me you won't die. Like,
my wife and I love these movies. I mean, there has to be a conversation. That we're both in the mood for it.
Right.
But I'm kind of with Annie on this, that I just think, first of all, I appreciate the work that the actors and actresses do to be able, like in one of the ones we talked about recently was the one with Adam Driver, Marriage Story.
Yeah.
And Scarlett Johansson. And that one stands out to me as one that I've watched over the past year or two that is just heartbreaking. And I went through divorce a lot as a kid.
So why do you want to watch it? Well, why do you want to relive those memories again? Well, why do you want to put yourself in a position where you're going to feel stuff like that again?
I guess because you're just, you know, you're just seeing maybe it's the familiarity to go, oh my gosh, I know what that felt like.
Feeling like the main character. That's really what it is. Like, I like feeling like the main character in a movie when I can like be like, oh, that was me or I felt that way or so. I don't know. Mm.
I think and especially if it's people. When it's bad things happening to people who are inherently good, that's where I really love a movie or a TV show.
Yeah.
Like these two people in this movie were inherently good people who just ended up not loving each other and having a kid and going through all the terrible stuff in that. My wife is watching Your Honor. And this, like, I don't know that I can watch it. I watched a couple of episodes because these are good people who now have horrible things happening to them.
Well, that was what happened.
Was all we do these days. Yes. For
sure.
I love the anti-hero, though.
But I don't.
It's all Succession is the anti-hero.
It's funny. I'm less. I almost would rather watch a great movie that is tragic as opposed to an average movie that is funny.
Mm. Well, it just depends.
It's so much harder to be funny than to cry.
Right.
Like acting wise.
Yeah.
See, I think it's harder to be serious than
it's
it is
not.
Funny.
It's not.
I think Robin Williams' best roles were when he was serious, which was harder because comedy came so natural.
It's not harder. Ask Robin Williams. He will tell you comedy is so much harder than drama. Mm. Drama is an easy thing once you've done comedy. Mm. That's why so many comedians are good at drama. Mm-hmm. It's because they get things like timing and they get things like whatever. But yes, I feel you.
This little kid was 11 or 12 who starred in this movie and he should have won an Oscar.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it was a great movie.
I'm going to have to watch it.
But yeah.
What's it called again?
It's called A Monster Calls.
A Monster Calls.
And yeah, it's great. I liked it, but I'm certainly not in a rush to watch it again.
I just did this with the movie Uncle Frank. It's on Amazon Prime. It's about this guy coming out, and well, he's closeted forever. It's like deep Southern family. Mm-hmm. And I was crying so hard. Rob was like, do you need to leave the room? Like, do I have to shut this movie off? And I was like, why aren't you emotional?
That's
this
what
man
she said
is
to
going
me.
Through
yeah.
me.
She was, how are you not crying?
Yeah.
I was like, I feel it. Just
shed
on the
one
inside.
Tear.
That's just like, it's so amazing that people can get in front of a camera. I just think about that. Like how you could be in front of a camera and just say some words and get somebody sitting in their living room watching it on television to react
just
away
them.
Is unbelievable.
Them.
You make people laugh every day. You sit in this room and you say things that heal people and help people. Yeah, you absolutely
but
do.
But we're kind of off the cuff. This is just who we are as people. To have lines memorized, but to have it so well done that you can fool people. I enjoy that part of it. So, All right. Well, there it is. The first Unfiltered After Show after a little bit of a longer hiatus than we had originally planned. If you would, please download, like, link, subscribe, swipe up. Us a review. Happy New Year.
Hit that bell. Ding, ding.
Kennedy's rich now.
Smash that like button.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.